Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya.
Would serve
Mok
Mukunda Vikrama,
the glorious activities,
of Mukunda,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
by associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is the all in all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, in the form of sound vibrations, enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? Purple. Bathing in Ganges can certainly cure one of many infectious diseases, but it cannot cleanse one's materially attached mind, which creates all kinds of contaminations in material existence. However, one who directly associates with the Supreme Lord by hearing of his activities cleanses the dirt from his mind and very soon comes to Krishna consciousness. Sri Goswami confirms this in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17. Srimadam Svarapita Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Priyantasto Hiyavadjani Viduno Tisulit Satam. The Supreme Lord, within everyone's heart, becomes very pleased when a person hears narrations of his activities, and he personally cleanses the dirt from the mind of the listener. Priyantasto Hiyavadjani Viduno Ti. He washes off all dirt from the mind. Material existence is caused by dirty things within the mind. If one can cleanse his mind, he immediately comes to his original position of Krishna consciousness, and thus his life becomes successful. Therefore, all the great saints in a devotional mind very strongly recommend the process of hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to give everyone a chance to hear Krishna's holy name. For simply by hearing Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one becomes purified. Cheto Dharpanam Marjanam. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is chiefly engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. After one's mind becomes cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna, one gradually comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness and then reads books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Nectar of Devotion. In this way, one becomes more and more purified of material contamination. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.18, Nashta Prayasa Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Dhamma Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashti. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service under the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised through transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. In this way, Simply by hearing of the powerful activities of the Lord, the devotee's heart becomes almost completely cleansed of material contamination, and thus his original position as an eternal servant who is part and parcel of the Lord becomes manifest. While the devotee engages in devotional service, the passionate and ignorant modes of material nature are gradually vanquished, and then he acts only in the mode of goodness. At that time, he becomes happy and gradually advances in Krishna consciousness. All the great acharyas strongly recommend that people be given a chance to hear about the Supreme Lord. Then success is assured. The more we cleanse the dirt and material attachment from our hearts, the more we will be attracted by Krishna's name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and activities. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Om Agati Nirandasya Yanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Hitam Jena Tasmaye Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stavitam Jena Bhutale Svayaprita Kada Mahayam Vidavati Svapadantikam Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pambunam Gayate Yurim Yatri Patamam Bhante Shri Guru Dinata.
So there's a few things important. Points that are essential for effective and elementary, fundamental principles in being pointed out. The first one is, or A one, is Yatsangalabham. First statement. Nijaviriyavayavam. The association of devotees. Sarvasanga, Sarvasanga, Sarvasastakroi, Labhamatrus, Sarvasanga, Sarvasidihoi. If you want to become perfect, all perfection is attained simply by the association of the devotees. It's a
first step.
It's a very, very simple and underappreciated fact. You know, when Prakash, Lord Chaitanya was visiting Tapa Mishra and who was the other one? Chandrasekhar Acharya, was it?
Yeah.
Then in Varanasi, which is kind of the home of the Mayavadis, effectively. they were being influenced. They were being influenced by the association that they were surrounded by. And the Mayavadis were complaining, you know, about Lord Chaitanya and questioning him, why are you associating with these sentimental devotees? You're a sannyasi. You should be studying the Vedas. Cultivating knowledge instead of this sentimental chant of Hare Krishna. And I remember, you know, people misunderstood the Hare Krishna devotees in the 70s. Now I probably misunderstand the devotees all the time. Because, you know, a fervent emotional show of religious sentiment is not appreciated by people, right? They just think, you know, religious fanatics who have been brainwashed, who have been hoodwinked, who have been manipulated. I remember when I rang up my mum and I told her that I was living in the temple. I'm living in the Hare Krishna temple in Melbourne. And she said, "Oh no, you sound like a parrot already." Huh? And I said, "No, I haven't said anything yet. I just said hello." What do you mean, right, you know, parrot? That's what my mum was thinking. I've told this story. Because 10 years later, my mum said something very interesting. She said, I was worried, I was in anxiety about my son joining the Hare Krishnas. I was scared. But then, fearful. But then I was fearful because I didn't know why I was concerned. I didn't have any good reason to be. Once she became familiar with what happened to the system.
I see the sound problem.
Huh?
Sound problem.
Sound problem. Got a problem now. It's switched off.
Reboot.
Yes. Okay. When my mother had some appreciation, when she became more familiar with what I was doing, then she realized that the Krishna consciousness movement is bona fide. Prabhupada would say Krishna consciousness movement is bona fide. There's that story also of Stilson Judah. He was a doctor of theology, and he saw the devotees and saw their chanting on the streets and was inquisitive about, well, who are these people? What's going on? And he said, it didn't all make sense until he met Prabhupada. Because he could see commitment, he could see enthusiasm, he could see genuine display, a genuine display of devotion in these American boys and girls. But he couldn't work out, you know, it's hard to work out what's behind all of this. And the same thing happened to me also, I remember. The first day, when I saw the devotees, I was very attracted to the chanting Hare Krishna. That was the main thing that attracted me, and also the philosophy. But I couldn't work out, you know, where's this all coming from? What's its basis? It was on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance day, which we just celebrated the other day, that I went to the temple for the first time. And
Of course, the first part of the program was Sankirtan, and then to recite, you know, to talk about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I was impressed, amazed, you know, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such an influential individual, not just from the spiritual point of view, but also from the point of view of his material accomplishments. You know, he was a highly sought after magistrate, and a magistrate in India means a little bit, it's more than what a magistrate is here in Australia, because magistrate is an important position. And so the English, the British officials, if you like, they wanted, they would squabble over who would have Bhaktivinoda Thakur in their district, because he was such a competent manager, effectively, as you know, a magistrate had a much more powerful position than the magistrates that we were of in the current day and age. So, but on top of that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was an accomplished devotee as well, a preacher, a scholar, a writer, you know, publisher, right? Embraced the printing press as a means to broadcast the messages of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So maybe I started to get a bit more of a perspective. This is not. And then after we had the reading kirtan, you know, this is a standard Hare Krishna program. You know, kirtan, reading, arti. What's next? What's next? Prasadam, yes. The prasadam, I said to the devotees the other day, I was intrigued by the philosophy, but I was convinced by the prasadam. So after the prasadam, then the devotees set up. We used to have these things called Fairfield projectors, and they were a box, if you like, and you kind of opened them up and had a screen on the front and, you know, controls. And inside was a, was it a cassette? Was it slides? I think it was slides, but it might not have been. I think it was a cassette, but it was a sizable cassette. You know, quite big, you push it in, turn it on, then it had a soundtrack, but it was like a mini presentation system. And the presentation, the name of that presentation was The Life and Times of Sri Chaitanya. I don't know if you've seen that video. Actually, I think it was slides. Can't remember. But anyway. And so then, so I had Bhaktivinoda Thakur before, and then the life of, you know, who was Lord Chaitanya? So I had the perspective of the modern era, if you like, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur could be called the modern era. Certainly in the context of, you know, the Parabrahma coming from Lord Brahma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in the modern era. Right? Realistically, it's modern era. And seeing Lord Chaitanya and seeing, and so, you know, and that portrayed Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission, Sankirtan movement, right? So, when I left the temple on that that had a huge impact on me, because then all of a sudden everything that the Hare Krishna devotees were doing just made sense, fell into place, for me anyway. Because it made the activities of the devotees, the kirtan, the sankirtan, the book distribution, the temple, the activities of the devotees, just made it all make sense, had some context. And this is what Stilson Judah said. You know, when you met your Prabhupada, then everything made sense. Because then you get the activities of the devotees and their source, if you like. So the association of the Hare Krishna devotees, even though, you know, it may be a cultural clash, if you like. You know, Tilak, bald heads, robes, you know, artis, pujas, etc., etc. You know, that's quite challenging for people. Quite challenging. For you guys, maybe not so challenging, but for me, it was a big challenge. You know, shaved heads, that's not cool. And you can't wear your jeans, what's going on here? So anyway, the association of the devotees, even though it may be, you meet some devotees and some of the devotees of Miami, they were quite old. Not only just the fact that they were, but they individually were unique people. What is this guy here? And, you know, Kushala Prabhupada didn't really compromise on any of these things. Prabhupada just strong presentation of the culture, regardless of what the reactions of people were. And of course, that's because Srila Prabhupada, and also in our case, we don't have any qualms with these issues, because we understand the importance of the association of the devotees and the importance of the bhakti culture, if you like, and all of the elements that come with it, because of the potency, the power of that association. Even if the devotees weren't the most advanced individuals, still that association is powerful. Why? Because in the association of those devotees, we're going to be regularly hearing and chanting about Krishna. This is what happens. Even if it's not a very advanced devotee, that's what they do. And that's how not very advanced devotees become advanced devotees. Right? Srimatam Svaya Katara Krishna, Punya Shravanakya, Punya Shravan, right? By hearing pious activities performed. Not just material, mundane pious activities, but purely spiritual pious activities that cleanse the heart. Right? So, even a so-called middle devotee is a big individual, a powerful personality, because they've embraced this process, the Mayavadi sannyasis were criticizing Lord Chaitanya without realizing, and Tapad Mishra and Chandrasekharacharya, they were fairly simple devotees. But Lord Chaitanya chose to be with them rather than with the big, you know, scholars, Mayavadis, because even though they're big scholars, they've come to the wrong conclusion. And the simple-hearted devotees, even though they may not be great big pundits, and they weren't, you know, but Chandrasekharacharya and Tapad Mishra described as pure devotees, but Kanishtha Adhikari, right? This is described by Prabhupada. So Lord Chaitanya chose to be with them rather than with the the prominent scholars, if you like. Because the simple heart of the ladies had understood the purport, if you like, the message of the Vedanta and of the Vedas, and that is to associate with the Vedas means to two things. Here Prabhupada mentions chant Hare Krishna, and so Prabhupada mentions we chant Hare Krishna to purify the heart, right? And then with that purification, we then study the Bhagavatam. Right? By rendering service, right, through hearing, then the abhadrani, bhadra means auspicious, abhadra means inauspicious, and that's mentioned here also. Let's see. Oh yeah, yeah, he's mentioned here. This is important, you know, again it's in this verse it's mentioned here. Hara yajom ta sujibhi kutong gajam. Right, so this angajam is the dirty things, right, in the heart. And it's interesting because this is comparing the association of devotees, this verse is comparing the association with the devotees with the continuous practice of taking bath in the Ganges, in the Ganga, right? And the Bhagavatam is saying that the association of the devotees is more important than associating with the Ganges. And even though one can be purified, completely purified, by taking bath in the Ganges, the association of the devotees who are constantly engaged in glorifying Krishna, right? Mukunda Vikramam, the supreme. The glorious activities of Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's more powerful. And why? Because you can be taking bath in the Ganga, but your heart isn't being fully purified. Right? The taking bath in the Ganga is powerful and purifying. But still, there may remain material attachments. And so, the best way is described here. The best way is to associate with the devotees, because what happens? What happens if you associate with the devotees? Nija virya vaivamam, whose influence is uncommon. Huh? The association of devotees is powerful. I remember when I first saw the devotees, I said, whoa, what are these? You know, it was a shock. It was a shock to see Gaura Mandala Bhumi playing in Ananya. I told you, you heard the story before. Yeah. He has, you know, you can see the whites of his eyes. This is the way. And so, you know, when he would lead Kirtan, he'd be intensely absorbed in the Kirtan, and he'd be looking around, and you'd see the whites of his eyes, and he'd be like, whoa, I don't know, these guys are out to get me. And I thought, if you get mixed up with these people, then you're finished. That's it. Which is true. Your material life is finished. Right? Material life is finished, and spiritual life is. And I remember visiting the temple to buy a cookbook. I was already a vegetarian, so. And, you know, there were about three vegetarian cookbooks in Adelaide at that particular point in time. And I knew that Hare Krishna's had a cookbook, so I went to the temple.
to buy the cookbook. And I remember talking to the devotees, and especially later on Guru Mandala Bhumi, and he wouldn't talk about anything other than Krishna. Couldn't mention anything not related to Krishna. I thought, well, it's hard to talk to these guys. You have to talk about Krishna all the time. So the association of devotees is extraordinary. It does, because you know, we're associated with devotees all the time. And so we just, that fellow, this fellow, she did this, she did that. We take the devotees for granted, because we're associated with devotees all the time. But when you come in contact with the devotees for the first time, then it's an extraordinary experience. And a life-changing experience, if one can take advantage, as mentioned in the previous. If we can take advantage of the association of devotees, then that means material life is finished, spiritual life is assured, perfected. Because in the association of devotees, we get an opportunity to glorify Krishna. And through that process of glorification, by chanting Hare Krishna, and by regularly hearing or studying the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada Sissi, then gradually one establishes, well, first of all, one purifies the heart. All of the abhadrani, the negative, the inauspicious detritus, I think is a good word, right? The rubbish of material existence that's floating around in the heart, that gradually gets destroyed through this. And it's so simple. It's just hearing the Bhagavatam every day, right? Nashta priyeshava bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service under the pure devotee, nityam bhagavata sevaya, who is praised for transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. In this way, simply by hearing of the powerful activities of the Lord, the devotee's heart becomes almost completely cleansed of material contamination. And that's his original position as an eternal servant whose part and parcel of the Lord becomes manifest. Right, so you know, the highest achievement, the pinnacle of spiritual achievement, is realized by the association of the devotees through the chanting of Hare Krishna with the devotees, and by hearing regularly Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should never underestimate or minimize the association of the devotees and all the other things, you know, everything else that we do. Yeah. So Prabhupada mentions here again, all the great acharyas strongly recommend that people be given a chance to hear about the Supreme Lord. Why? Because this is the end result. One can come to the highest platform of spiritual achievement. Right? We look at the bird and we think, just an ordinary guy. But not ordinary. Not ordinary at all. Those, the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are actually the highest, they're the emblem or the example of the highest realizations of spiritual advancement. And we see that, you know, we look at the activities of Ambarish Maharaj, for example, right? Sabhayamana Krishna Pradhaya Vindaya Vachanti Vaikuntha Gunana Bhavane Kuro Hare Mandir Majanadi Shuri Shutim Macharya Jukta Kutavo Vazat Kato Naya, right? We look at the activities of Ambarish Maharaj. They're the same as what we do. Right? Karo Hare Mandira. What's that? Goes to the temple. Hari Mandir Karo. Right? That's what we do. Marjana Adi Shu, what's the first thing he does? Marjana Adi, what's the first thing he does? Cleans the temple. For those of you who think that this is a mundane activity, it is not. It's a level of the highest realization. Huh? Not something that we just palm off to somebody else, thinking it's not as important. But Amrish Maharaj is the ruler of the whole universe. Got to remember who Amrish Maharaj is. What does he do? Make sure that the temple's clean. So, and you know, he associates with the devotees. He hears the pastimes of the Lord. All the activities that we do. The Amrish Maharaj is, you know, like the emblem of bhakti. Isn't he? He's the emblem of bhakti. So much so that, you know, he was cursed by Duvasamuni, who's a big, big yogi, big with 30,000 disciples. He got upset because Amrish Maharaj broke his courtesy by drinking water. and so how disproportionate, right? He got upset because he and his 30,000 disciples weren't greeted properly by Amrish Maharaj, who had taken an ecology product, right? And so he had to break his fast by a certain time. Right? And so he didn't want to offend Duvasamuni, but at the same time this is the kind of conundrums that devotees have to, you know, solve. You know. Oh, I've got guests, but I have to break my vow, and it's not proper to eat before your guests. It's cultural thing. Right? So he consulted with his Brahminical advisors, and they said, "Oh, just drink some water." Right? You know, so what kind of breakfast is that? Yeah, Duvasamuni got upset. What? You took prasada before me? So then he decided to curse him. So he pulled out arrow and said, threw it into the ground, and created a demon that was meant to kill Amrish Maharaj because he broke his fast, drinking some water. Bhagavatam's quite humorous, quite funny sometimes. But Amrish Maharaj, this is the importance of the devotee. Amrish Maharaj was protected by Lord Narayan. Right? This is the importance of respecting the devotees, because actually they're very dear to Krishna. Even a little devotee is dear to Krishna, and so we shouldn't offend them. Right? So Duvasamuni was, you know, got upset, he created a demon to kill Amrish Maharaj, but Lord Narayan sent his Sudarshan Chakra to protect Amrish Maharaj. And so Duvasamuni went all over the universe trying to escape the Sudarshan Chakra until he got to Vaikuntha, and he said to Lord Narayan, "Please protect me from the Sudarshan Chakra." And Lord Narayan said, "I can't protect you. You have to first of all go and beg forgiveness from Amrish Maharaj, the person that you offended." Because Lord Narayan has taken a vow, I'll protect my devotees. So, Duvasamuni had to swallow his pride and go and offer his obeisances to Amrish Maharaj so that he could get the Sudarshan Chakra off his back.
So, you know, the importance of devotees cannot be underestimated, should not be underestimated. And it's because the devotees are actually situated on the highest platform of spiritual realization. Even if it looks like they're just sweeping the courtyard, or you know, performing some routine activity of management or organization or cleaning or whatever. You know, management basically is cleaning, keeping everything in fit for purpose, right? Keeping everything clean and in its right place so that it can be ready for Krishna's service the next time you get to the service. That's what it boils down to. And that is purely transcendental spiritual activity. So we shouldn't minimize the potency, what to speak of the devotees, but the service that the devotees are doing. The service should be done to the highest level of cleanliness, punctuality. Management is effectively deity worship. Because much of what we do is designed for worshipping the deities, or especially for the International Society of Christian Consciousness, management is coordinating the Harinam party, organizing the distribution of books, organizing the prasadam distribution. This is all topmost activities of self-realization. It's at the highest level. Sri Prabhupada, speaking of devotees, has elevated us to the highest level of bhakti. So here, the residents of Jambudvipa are offering prayers in appreciation of the devotees. Okay, anybody got any comments or questions? Purifies the heart from that attachment. And anatta, artha means that which is essential, and anatta means that which is not essential, the inessential. So, and in the previous verse, the prayer, the residents of Jambudvipa were praying for detachment from family, from home, you know, being attached to, you know, fairly material sense gratification. So, the attachment to the temporary, right, that overrides or obstructs our attachment to the permanent is avoided, if you like, right? Attachment to the temporary, that which has no permanent. Permanence. So in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that of the temporary, what is it? Nasato vijite bhava na bhava vijite sakaha. Uboyorapyom pishtas pranayos taktadashvi. So those who are learned, those who are seers of the truth, saying that of the temporary there is no existence.
No endurance.
It doesn't last. And of the permanent, there is no cessation. Right? So, the inessential, the anatta, is attachment to things that are temporary. This is a condensed version. And so therefore, you know, attachment to sense gratification that's not related to Krishna. Because, you know, we're sensual entities, sensual beings, right? We have bodies, and bodies mean senses. Personality means senses. And senses have to be engaged. Right? And even, you know, family life social life and business life, all of these things can't be avoided, right? Effectively. We can't avoid it. But it's used on the spiritual platform, on the spiritual plane, if you like. And so that way then our existence is purified by those activities where everything we do is connected to us for us to a spiritual purpose. But yeah, generally speaking, that attachment is the sense gratification or attachment to the inessential or the impermanent. Whereas we should be attached to the permanent, to the spiritual, you know, to the fact that we're not the body, but we're spiritual by nature. That's your case.
Related to, you mentioned about Prabhupada saying that Chandrasekhar, Akanishtha Adhikari, but pure devotee.
Mm.
Could you please explain to me a little bit more about
Chandra? Why?
In the sense, Kanishtha.
Kanishtha means that they were simple devotees who weren't philosophically astute. And so they weren't able to defeat the arguments of the Mayavadis. Right? And so that's one symptom of the Kanishtha Adhikari. They have a strong faith in their devotional practices and in devotional service in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they weren't able to articulate that philosophy in order to defeat the Mayavadis. Does that sound?
Yeah, I guess it is understanding better the concept of pure devotee, because generally I got the...
Pure devotees means that they didn't have any other motivation but to serve the Lord. But they weren't very philosophically fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Which was one of the reasons why the Goswami sent their literature to Bengal with Charmananda and was it Lakhana? No. Yes, Narottam Das. So they were given the writings of the Goswamis and they took them to Bengal so that the Bengali devotees would have a philosophical basis of, you know, practice.
Yeah.
Which wasn't there at that time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just another, to me it's more understanding, Kanishtha also more, I've been told, is related to his interaction with others, in the sense...
Yeah, take your mask off because I can't hear.
Kanishtha more related to his limitation in interacting with others. In the sense that, for example...
Yes, that's right. It was in relation to their interactions with others, and that was that they were not strong philosophically.
Basic knowledge, in that sense.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that, can we understand that their relationship with other devotees, not necessarily at the level of pandis, but with the other
community. But there was still, their heart was in the right place. Mm-hmm. And they didn't doubt Lord Chaitanya, and they didn't doubt the process of devotional service, but they weren't philosophically astute enough to be able to defend their position. Or even, you know, they were affected by the criticism of the Mahavadi sannyasis. They were affected by that. And they were criticizing Lord Chaitanya. And so they came back to Lord Chaitanya and they told him of their criticisms. And then he defeated their arguments. And he said, my spiritual master told me that I was a fool and that I should chant Hare Krishna. So that's what I do. And of course, what's unstated, I suppose, is that the devotees are actually highly philosophical. Why? Because we study the Bhagavad Gita, and the Bhagavad Gita was considered to be the Nigama Kalpataro Phalitam, was it Galitam Phalam? It's the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. And so that all of the conclusions of the Vedas are contained in the pages of the Bhagavad Gita. And so the devotees arrive at the highest realizations of spiritual truth by studying the Bhagavad Gita. And so, you know, the criticism of the Mayavadis was that Lord Chaitanya wasn't studying the scripture, but of course he did. He would regularly recite the Bhagavad Gita. That's why we do it. And that's how the heart's purified of these, or is able to, you know, we're able to discern what is the, you know, what is permanent and what is temporary, and distinguish between the two, and choose the permanent. Okay? Congratulations, Bhagavatam. Congratulations.